Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments of loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about what are you doing with your reality? It's a little after 5 a.m. my time, and I had some huge trouble with pain last night. And so I had wrapped my head with the towel and applied some pain medication and some eye medication. And so when I woke up this morning, all I could see was white. And so I first was a little shocked, and then I took the towel off my head, and still all I could see was white. And I didn't scream. I didn't cry. I think I was in shock. And I just kept looking at all this white. And I was like, oh my goodness. What are you going to do with your reality? And I moved my eye and I saw a shadow of, I don't think it was color, but it was something that alerted me that what I was looking at wasn't all that I could see. And that gave me the perfect beginning to a conversation with you. It's been a few days since we've talked, and I have just been trying to regroup, which is one of the things that we've talked about before, because I think that's the key to living each day, is recalibrating your life, is redefining what you need and what you want to do and achieve. And so as I sat there before I realized that I could see something else, I was just kind of stunned. And, you know, my heart didn't race. Like I didn't scream. I just looked, not realizing that it was the ceiling. And I think the interesting thing is, you know, that's what reality is for me. Reality is pain, and it is not being able to see, and see there's a ceiling there that I can't get beyond. And but it's not my reality. Does that make sense? So the pain is my reality. What I can see is the reality. But beyond that, there's something greater. And so when I face a challenge, that's the way I look at it. I look at it and I go, okay, that's where you're at, but there's something greater. And I think having that idea of there always being something greater in the back of my mind protects me from going so deep into fear, and losing the grip on my reality. I think if I did not have hope, that I would have had a different viewpoint with that. And so, you know, I always think of things as a learning experience. And so once I realized that I could see something more than just the whiteness of the ceiling, I realized that I was still seeing, and that that there was a moment that I needed to just be really present and just breathe. And not run away from reality. And so I thought about it, and I was thinking of the battles that we sometimes think we're fighting, and or really we are fighting, but do we need to fight them? Right? Because there are some things that are going to be as they are. And no matter how you or I want them to change, they're not going to change. And that's, you know, in my case, it's pain. And so I've learned to deal with it the best way that I can. You know, I set up what my options were. So my options were cool compressed, pain medicine, and eye drops. You know, but I took that as a bigger scope of my life. And so sometimes the best way to get through the hardest challenges in life are to take them one step at a time. So my mind kicked into gear of what is it you can do to make reality work for you. Because that's the only option we get. You know, I'm not talking about things that you can change, you know, like a bad hair day or the fact that it's raining and you know later on it's going to stop raining. You know, the rain is not something we can control. That's part of the universal system of things that God created. But my reaction to what I'm going through is the thing I can control. And I think that if we look at that as trying to control what we can control and being present in the moment of what we're dealing with in life, that we become less fearful, and we actually can find a true path to reality. And so, my lesson to myself is to just trust and believe. Trust that life will be okay. Believe in my faith, which is that God can move mountains and He can change life for us in an instant. So that's how I'm going to focus. The next time I get a little anxiety or panic, I'm going to just focus on that moment and being present and just breathe through it. Because my backup thought was, should you be fearful of the fact that all you're seeing is white? And so, you know, now I look on it and I understand that if I was not in pain, it would probably be very comical to realize that, that there's more there that I could see, but I didn't realize it. Does that make sense? You know, it made me think of Laurel and Hardy. You know, as a girl, I loved Laurel and Hardy. Now, Laurel and Hardy was kind of slapstick humor, but I was so young at that age that it was funny to me. It was humorous to me. I was a child. You know, it was the 70s thing for me was watching Ma and Pa Kettle and Laurel and Hardy. And then I think in the 80s, it was maybe it was still the 70s. You had Little House on the Prairie with Michael Landon. And then you had, Big Valley with, you know, with Lauren Green, and I had this amazing huge crush on Lauren Green as a little girl. I thought he was fabulous. And then I remember him starring in, I want to say it was the original Battlestar Galactica, and I became hooked on sci-fi. And so, you know, it's interesting now how some of those old memories help me keep hope alive, you know? And so, though I'm sitting and I'm trying to get through where I am in the pain process today, I thought I would talk to you, because sometimes when I'm really in a lot of pain, my clarity, if I can think, is like the intent of a head. It is so specific. And I think it's because of my fight to control a part of my mind where the pain does not control me. Right? Because I believe that our minds have infinite possibility. And if we can zero in on life in that moment, then we can breathe. So whatever you're going through that you're fighting through, breathe. Just breathe. And I don't mean a panicky breath or to push yourself to fight that moment. What I mean is just take the time you need to refocus, to see if you can find other options, and to truly see what reality is for you. You know, that moment of experience for me today reminded me that we are not seeing all of life. So that means if you're going through an extremely rough time right now, that is just a portion of your life, you know? And there are these studies that I used to really enjoy when I could physically read and look at magazines and see more of life, that helped me put problems into perspective. I was talking to a loved one recently, and I was explaining to her, when she mentioned that her day was hard, that it was a moment in time. It's like, you know, standing in a line in Starbucks. You know, I envision that people are there for many minutes waiting to get the whatever it is, mate, loca mate. I don't know. I'm sorry. I haven't had one. And that's the experience that they are in line for. And so if you're sitting in traffic, if you're standing in the grocery line, if you're frustrated because you are stagnant at the moment, that's one moment in time. Think of the bigger picture and what you'll be able to do once you're through this moment. You know, that to me is how I hold on to sanity in a sometimes insane world. And sometimes when I'm fighting through the pain, that's the hardest thing for me to do, used to be the hardest thing for me to do, because I just take it moment by moment. So my thought for you today is to look at your reality and see if there's a different way you could focus on it. And if you can get specific to what the problem is, and then you can pull your vision back and look for options. You know, life is like this huge pie chart, and you know, you get to slice that pie into different chapters of your life. And so as I'm envisioning, as I'm speaking this to you, I've got my hand and I'm moving it like I'm chopping up this huge, beautiful, juicy, berry-licious pie of life. And, you know, think about how when you're cooking and you sprinkle some cinnamon in there and some allspice and maybe some nutmeg, and you're topping this wonderful berry that's sitting on a crust that may not be as tasty as you would like by itself. But when you get the layers of the blueberry or the blackberry filling or the wonderful apple pie feeling, right? Then it becomes, the crust is no longer plain. It becomes beautiful and it becomes flavored with the juice of whatever berry or piece of fruit, apples, that you put in there. Right? And then if you're lucky, right, you get a second piece of, especially if it's apple pie, get another layer of crust. And when you put that crust on there, again, it looks like it's kind of plain because it hasn't been cooked. It's not brown and it doesn't have flavor yet. But when you take the fork and you make those little holes in the top, or you take a knife and you slice it, or you make it look like a lattice, you start to design the truth of what you can create. And then you sprinkle it again with a little cinnamon and sugar. And as it starts, you put it in the oven and you bake it. And you leave it alone for a while. You set your timer and you come back. And before you get there, you start smelling a sweet aroma. And it's the anticipation of how that pie is going to taste when it is ready and it's through baking. And to me, that's what life is. Life is full of sweet aromas, tasty morsels, and beautiful experiences that we just have to give time to bloom. We're still blooming. We're still getting better with life. And maybe there's a section that you didn't quite blend as well as you could have, and you might taste a little extra, not really salt, but it doesn't have the same flavor as the rest of what you're eating. So you after you've cut into this pie, you take out the scoop of this huge slice, or, you know, maybe you're a little bit more reserved and you take a little less of a huge slice, but you put it on your plate and you got this fork and you're just mixing it around. And if you're like me, you're envisioning a blackberry pie right now, because as you cook the blackberries, they separate, they get juicier, and they are just a delectable treat. That is what life is when you take time to help it grow, and you take time to make it past the difficult moments. Life is that juicy blackberry pie. So if I can find juicy blackberry pie moments in the midst of pain, think what you can do with your life. And I'm going to smile through my day, no matter what else I face, because I'm still counting on the end of that beautiful blackberry pie, when I get to see the reality of all the golden goodness of what has been put inside of me. And I'm going to envision myself sitting across from all of you at God's table, and we each get to choose our own version of that blackberry pie. Yours might be Dutch apple, or it might be peach, like a peach cobbler. And however that needs to be for you to envision peace in this moment in life, do so. Give yourself the gift of peace. So I love you as one of God's children. I lift you up in prayer, no matter what you're going through. And I challenge you to think of life as a sweet, tasty pie. Sending you wishes for a peaceful day, happy afternoons, and wonderful evenings. Until we speak again, goodbye.